Our next speaker is Mr. Les Boys, and this is somebody that I met a little while ago, who in talking about this conference related some personal stories, and I said, you know, the more I get involved in health and safety, and like I'm a technical scientific person, but the more I go to conferences and as I get older and view more and get more experience, a personal story is a really nice touch to the qualitative side. That's what I'm finding in research. People want to see the quality side and a story almost not. I'm not going to bill you as a story from the heart, Les, but it's a personal story to see that you know, there are real people dealing with these issues, and we're here as safety professionals to see what we can do to make it better. So Les has had a career in real estate and construction. He started with manual labor, becoming a jack of all trades, moved into supervisory positions over the years. Felt that with change in supervisory role, he got into more in health and safety. And actually, he actually took a year off to go back to school. He is now graduating, hopefully. I know you are graduating because you get top marks in the Red River College certificate program. So that's ending soon, and you'll be on your internship. Very good. And actually, Les, thank you, because I know you have an exam right after. So thank you for taking the time to come here and not study. So on that note, when Les is done, he'll be running out the door. But if anybody wants to ask Les a question or get in touch with him, please come see me, and I'll put you in touch that way. So Les, come on up. So here we go.
Thank you, Andrew. I knew relatively little about ergonomics, in fact about health and safety, up until about 8 months ago. And that's when I was handed a copy of the Act on one of my jobs and told that, here, this is yours. And that's part of my supervisory position. Thanks to Andrew, I now realize that I'm part of the aging workforce that you're talking about. A few years ago, it was approximately 5 years ago, I broke a bone in my foot by doing something very simple. I was moving a large rack, it was heavy, and I just pivoted the wrong way and pushed it, and I broke a bone in my foot, quite by accident, and I never really thought much of it, but a couple of days later, I realized that my body can't do what it used to do. And in fact, afterwards, I realized that for about 20 years, I've been denying that I'm getting older. I've had, you know, back problems, pulled muscles, things of that nature, and would never think about ergonomic issues or health and safety. It was just, oh, something that happened. So I have had an opening experience with the break, and the body feels like it's falling apart. So that's part of the reason I made a move into the health and safety field, and I'm doing this in a big way. I am actually getting out of construction. Forget the supervising stuff. I may get back there as a health and safety practitioner, but the field's wide open for me right now. On the job sites, there's many situations where you do work alone, especially as a supervisor, and that was my type of position. I was a working supervisor, so in addition to doing the planning, ensuring that the job is on the go, I would fill in as a laborer, again, do some minor work so that I would not have to bring someone else on site for a couple of hours or half a day. So I was still doing physical activities, and it got to the point where I would build up those tasks into a day so I can actually bring temporary help on site. I could do some of the work, I could have the other person rotate in. I'd start balancing out my work day by using other forces and still get the job done as well as doing the supervising. That's probably the biggest single item I did, was to rearrange the type of work I did, when I did it, and how I did it. One other major tool was leverage. Basically, in construction, people figure out how to get something done if they don't have the right tools. And having another body around would be the right tool, but most of the time that wasn't available. So learning how to move heavy objects through the use of leverage, learning how to do jobs with different tools. Cordless tools, in fact, is a great example. Although most of them are not ergonomically correct, they really help when you don't have to tug cords around and air hoses and basically twist your body around to get into a position to work. These are a great advantage on a job site. So there have been some changes, although most people in construction, most owners of construction companies, the mid-size, not the large guys because they know a little more, they don't think in terms of ergonomics. They are still focused on profits and accomplishing a job with respect to a very tight timetable. So for them, the leverage, the cordless tools, the quote ergonomic aspects of a job aren't recognized as ergonomic aspects. They're looked as just something that helps make them more money. But I'm sure very soon they will realize that what they are doing is ergonomically related, and they'll have a focus on that, put more effort into it, because they don't have an unlimited supply of workers, as we already know. So they are changing. It will be slow, but they're moving in the right direction.